And this is for you, Judy. It's a pair of genuine Indian mukluks for my climbing expedition up Mount Nosebleed.
Oh, thanks, Grandma. They're perfect for my new one-woman show, The Abominable Snow Girl.
So, Phil, Theta, how do you like your presents?
Terrific.
Thanks, Mom.
We love them.
They're very interesting.
Oh, that's just marvelous. I got them on my trip to Mount St. Buster Caves. Have fun, but don't knock yourselves out. Get it? And this, Douglas, is your gift.
Thanks, Grandma. I can't wait to see you. What is it?
Isn't it delightful? I bought it especially for you.
Gee, it's really different.
Come on, Doug. Try it on.
Yeah, try it on.
Okay, buddy, you're surrounded. Throw out the goofy jacket and come out with your hands up. You can't get away with it.
Get away with what?
Get away with what? I'll tell you what.
Hey, wearing that jacket, you look like a fool. Give it up, Doug. Give it up, Doug. Give it up.
I'll wear it as soon as it gets dark. I mean, cooler out, yeah.
Hey, Doug, I have an absolutely splendid idea. How about you're taking your grandma on a grand tour of Bluffington,
Yeah, that could be fun. Mom, Dad, Is it okay?
I'm making an extra special supper, so I'm counting on both of you to be back by 6 o'clock sharp.
It's up to you, son. Grandma refuses to wear a watch. Oh. She doesn't believe in them.
Come on, Doug. Life's a picnic and I'm starving to death. Come on, bring your dog with you. Come on, guys. We're off to see just what this town is made of on my new motorcycle.
Motorcycle? I've never ridden on a motorcycle before.
Then you're long overdue for a real treat, Doug. Hop on board. Here, dog.
Maybe this will be cool, Porkchop. Okay, Mad Dog. Let's ride. Well, here goes, I guess.
Woo! Don't you just love the feel of the wind whipping at your face, Doug?
Yeah, it is kind of neat. I hope my lips don't chap. Look out, Grandma. Those guys are pretty tough.
You're right, Doug. So, let's make friends.
Friends?
Hey,
Granny! That's a nice chopper. Wanna drag?
Well, poor chop. It was nice knowing you.
Thanks anyway, Bubba. I don't like to drag, but I do like to brag. Would you like to see some wonderful pictures of my grandkids? I have some especially nice ones of Doug here.
Hey, far out, lady. They're all right. You know, I got a couple of critters of my own.
Aren't they, darling? They look just like their daddy.
Boy, I sure didn't expect that to happen.
Remember, Doug, life's a picnic and we're just starting to nibble. Speaking of food, I'm starving. Stuff your face, sushi. Now, here's a lunch adventure for sure.
I don't know, Porkchop. I always thought the Honker Burger was a pretty big adventure. Where'd they hide the silverware?
So, Doug, now you got your chopsticks. What kind of sushi are you gonna eat, huh?
I'll have whatever you're having.
That would be the Takanori Walla Walla Bing Bang.
What's that?
Fish.
Like fried fish sticks?
Well, it's kind of like fish sticks, only it's raw fish.
You know, I think I just went on a diet.
Oh, come on, Doug. Have you ever tried it?
Just sounds so raw.
Come on, Doug. Life's a picnic, so let's chow down.
We're gonna eat that?
They look like little tires, don't they? Only they taste like raw fish. This is divine. Try it, Doug. Pretend it's like that time you tried ice cream for the first time. Remember? Here, Doug, is your very first ice cream cone. Oh, look at him. He just inhaled it. Well, Doug, what do you think?
Wait till I tell Skeeter I ate raw fish for lunch and liked it.
Beats the pants off fish sticks, doesn't it?
Cruising around with Grandma was turning out okay. That is, until she got involved in my personal life.
Who's the girl?
Oh, it's Patty. The girl I love, I know, from school.
Patty, huh? Well, she certainly looks like a nice girl.
Yeah, she does look kinda nice.
Well, why don't you go over and tell her so, huh?
Huh, easier said than done.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Hi, Patty. You look nice today.
Oh, I guess that means I don't look nice other days.
Well, no, I mean...
Well, what do you mean? I gotta go now.
Grandma, let's just go, please.
Oh, when I was her age, I loved it when men paid me compliments. In fact, I still do.
But what if she doesn't feel like talking? I'm sure that's a really good book she's reading.
Oh, I bet she can take a short break to say hello to a charming young man like yourself.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
Excuse me, Miss Mayonnaise? You get me all shook up.
Go for it, Doug. Now's your chance.
Well, what the heck? Life's a picnic, right?
You ain't just whistling.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, Doug.
You look nice today.
Why, thanks, Doug. What a nice thing to say.
See ya.
See ya.
My thoughts exactly.
Oh, no. It's almost 6 o'clock. Mom and Dad are gonna be really mad if we're late. Come on, Grandma. We gotta hightail it home.
All righty. Let's amscray! That was a marvelous pie, Theta. I'm surprised Doug missed it. Where'd he disappear to?
He's in his room. Why didn't you take him a piece?
Excuse me, Miss Mayonnaise. You're looking mighty fine.
That's my grandson. Well, funny family, time to hit the road. I've got plans to go rafting on the Noodle River. Anyone care to join me?
Oh, Grandma, I really have to
rehearse.
Gotta
go shopping.
I've gotta work.
Okay. I get the picture. Come here, wild man.
Thanks, Grandma.
I love you.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Love you all. Bye. Bye.
Well, don't just sit there. Don't you know, life's a picnic and I'm starving. Ha ha, let's go find us an adventure.